USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam tells top staffers he won't resign after a racist photo surfaced from his med school yearbook page. Richmond resident Darnell Carruthers.
I don't believe in my heart that he is racist.
Meanwhile, a second woman accuses Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault when they both were students at Duke University. Fairfax, in a statement, calls the accusation demonstrably false. He says, "I have never forced myself on anyone ever." The city of Milwaukee has held a vigil for 35-year-old Officer Matthew Ritter. He was shot and killed on Wednesday while serving a search warrant. City Alderman Tony Zielinski says Ritter was a hero.
He did two tours of duty in Iraq. He comes back here and fights for our safety right in our own neighborhoods.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
At a campaign rally in Massachusetts, Senator Elizabeth Warren announced she's running for president.
We also need to end the unwritten rule of politics that says that anyone who wants to run for office has to start by sucking up to a bunch of rich donors on Wall Street and powerful insiders in Washington. So, I'm opting out of that rule.
Some Americans are complaining about the new tax laws. These people are in California.
I went from getting a huge check to writing it, medium-sized check. That's frustrating.
It's terrible. As a business owner, it's just like from every end, we have to just pay, pay, pay.
The IRS says on average, taxpayers are getting about $170 less in their tax refunds this year. A teacher strike in the city of Denver is on for Monday. The Denver Post says union negotiators have walked out of contract talks because they're still too far apart. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president's daughter is upset over an art exhibit. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Ivanka Trump is responding to a D.C. art exhibit called Ivanka Vacuuming, which has a 16-year-old lookalike in a dress and heels vacuuming up breadcrumbs from viewers who were encouraged to throw them on the floor. Speaking to ABC News, the president's daughter revealed what bothered her the most about the exhibit.
Well, I think it's a very sexist representation of a woman. But what bothered me about this image is that they hired a 16-year-old girl. I don't know what her situation is, but they hired this model to stand there and have crumbs thrown at her for 2 hours a day for a couple of months.
Ivanka Trump, apparently feeling attacked, responded to the piece on Twitter, writing, "Women can choose to knock each other down or build each other up."
With an update on El Chapo's trial, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The jury, having spent 4 days deliberating since getting the case but given Friday off from deliberations after combing through testimony from more than 55 witnesses, the deliberations will resume on Monday in Brooklyn in the federal trial of the reputed Mexican drug kingpin. Joaquin Guzman on trial for drug conspiracy and money laundering and facing life behind bars if convicted, charged with smuggling at least 200 tons of cocaine into the United States while allegedly running Mexico's biggest drug cartel. But he denies all the charges.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.